Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday, March the 14th, 2022. 13 minutes past the hour, 33 degrees here in Marion, broadcasting from an undisclosed location, otherwise known as home. Telephone line here, if you'd like to hit me up, 740-751-4038. I do have a landline here that we use to do phone calls. 740-751-4038. And I've got a lot to talk about this morning, but today's going to be a fun day because we do have a giveaway. And we're going to do it in kind of a fun way, I think, here on the program this morning. I wanted to start off this morning by thinking, I think our newsman, substitute newsman, while I'm kind of taking a break here for 4 months, might have fallen asleep. And we all do this. There's a general rule when doing the news that you don't put anything on the news that will expire. And when the newsman comes on Monday morning and says that you need to set your clocks ahead, and we did that yesterday, that's one of those items that you don't want to have on the news on Monday morning because it expired yesterday. But, you know, this happens a lot in the news. That's why when I do a news report, usually, now like a murder or a fire or a politician making a quote or somebody announcing they're going to run for office, anything like that, it really wouldn't matter because that's there forever. You know, it's continual. But anytime you put anything on there that's got an expiration date, if you let it run past the expiration date, that's not really good. Gas prices are like that, too, because gas prices, I think, are a little different than what they were. So, yeah, I would just take the that out of the news, and the news would have been fine if you just take that time change part out of it. But... And there are days where there aren't a lot of news. That does happen. And that's when I usually go to the political quotes. I go find an old interview with a mayor or candidate, and that becomes the news for that day. But that's showbiz. That's the way it goes. Nobody's perfect. I certainly am not. And let's get off and running here. So we did have the time change over the weekend. Now, this will just show you how foldy I am. I think all last week, now I really don't know for sure, because I have not gone back and listened to the tapes. I know I kept saying we were going to spring ahead, but I think I kept saying we were going to gain an hour of sleep. We lost an hour of sleep over the weekend, which is the more difficult time change. Now, it was great that it was daylight till almost 8 o'clock last night, but... Boy, that hour you lose screws you all up. And I'll tell you, if I seem a little loopy here this morning, it's because my sleep pattern was totally screwed up last night. Right now, this would normally be 7:17 in the morning. I slept okay Sunday night, I guess Saturday night into Sunday. That was fine because I didn't have to get up. But I think I had anxiety last night about oversleeping and the time change and all that and so on and so forth. So I probably slept 3 hours last night. And that's not good. So tonight when I, or this morning, see I already did it. This morning when I head to the dugout, what the dugout will mean is the couch for a nap, just so you all know. But we'll make it through the next 2 hours here together. Did the time change affect anybody else like that? I don't like that adverse effect. in a few days, we'll all be acclimated to it. I got all my clocks changed and all that. I hope you got your clocks changed. I know that's an easy thing to do, not change the clocks, but it was nice to have sunlight till 8 o'clock last night. If it was a little warmer, we would have been okay, but the sunlight was nice. I think people had spring fever yesterday. They were down washing their cars and so on and so forth. Now, here's what I'm going to do. Because I don't want to... I don't know. People, I can't read messages when I'm on the air, but I'll read messages during the break. I'll read the messages. Okay. I do not ever, as I've said before, want to criticize a local business. So I'm never going to give the name of a local business because I just don't believe in it. Even if I got bad service there or bad food or whatever it is, I'm not going to criticize it because I do want everything to thrive. I live in Marion. It might have just been a bad day. But yesterday, I can tell you the experience without telling you the name. So yesterday, I went to an ice cream place, and that's as much as I'm going to tell you. Went to an ice cream place to get some ice cream. That's all I was going there to get. And I'm telling you, it was the longest line, time-wise. I'm not talking about cars. Time-wise, that I have sat in since Who Flung the Chung. There were maybe five cars in the line, and I sat there for a half hour just to get an ice cream. And then, to be honest with you, it was not that great. It was just, I don't know, it was just, I ordered a sundae. Well, not a sundae. I'm not going to tell you the name because that would give away the place. But I ordered basically an ice cream dish with candy in it. And, or cookies, I guess I should say. And the cookies were on top, but they were not all the way through the dessert. So I was disappointed. I don't think I'll be going back there. But, hopefully their business stays up. Maybe it was just an off day. Maybe somebody didn't show up to work or something like that. Saturday night, I was down in Columbus. Of course, you know, I can't go around people, which is completely annoying to me. I think I'm stuck this way until May 23rd or 24th, something like that. And that's only when I get a check to see if I can go back around people. If I can't, I'll still be doing this. But so I rode down to Columbus in the car, and we wanted to get a bite to eat. Angie and I were down there. And we went over to Raising Cane's in Hilliard. And I'll tell you, Raising Cane's, I've never had a bad experience there. If you have not had the chicken there, I usually get the three chicken strips and the French fries. If you have not had the chicken there, it is really out of this world, and I'll give them a rave. They have some of the best chicken I have ever eaten in a restaurant. So I just wanted to say that Raising Cane's did a good job. Now, here, also I wanted to tell this story. There's a picture online of me in Raising Cane's. Now, I had to use the restroom, and I was in Columbus, so I had to go in. But I made sure that there was not a lot of people in there. I think there were just the workers, maybe four or five people. And where I sat, if you look in the picture, there's nobody around me. So, you know, I played it safe. But I did go inside. I saw some pictures from Pancake Day on Saturday. Hope everything went well there. It looked like they had a great crowd. I want to thank Ellen Messenger again for giving us the tickets that we gave away last week. Thank you, Ellen. Glad everything went well. The Ukraine story continues on. What more can you say about that? Russia is pushing west in the Ukraine. censorship laws are being put down in Russia. It's just horrible. And what can you do? What more can you say? I was in the car yesterday, and this is one of those situations where I had to sit in the car again. So I was with somebody who was going into the grocery store, Angie, and I ended up sitting in the car, and I listened to this station, and I listened to Glenn Coble's show with Ron Feynman last week. And I was shocked that Dr. Feynman was so into the war, wanted to go to war with Ukraine, but Russia. You see, I'm a little tired this morning. I know a lot of our listeners want to go to war, but it's just not that easy. I'm not saying that we shouldn't. To be honest with you, I wouldn't give you my opinion one way or another. All I'm trying to say is the pictures from Ukraine are horrible. What's being done over there is awful. But it is interesting to me that, and this is something Dr. Feynman said. I said last week that one of the reasons we're not in this is because Russia has not attacked us. And we don't tend to get into wars unless somebody attacks us. And I said on the air, I believe, that the only time we ever did that was Iraq. Iraq did not attack us. And we got involved in the war, really declared war on Iraq. But Dr. Feynman was pointing out the Korean War, and I don't know if it was Vietnam. I don't remember the other wars he pointed out that he said that we did not get attacked. I don't know if the Korean War was ever qualified as a war. We kept that as a police action for the longest time. We refer to it as the Korean War now. But I don't know that we ever did. And Vietnam, we were coming to the aid of another country that had been attacked. We didn't just show up in Vietnam and say, well, we're gonna take this place over. We were coming to the aid of an ally. That's different than what happened in Iraq. We were not coming to the aid of an ally. Iraq was not attacking anybody at that time. Now, during the Persian Gulf War, they were, and that's why we got involved. But they weren't. And unfortunately, Ukraine is not an ally of ours. And that's why we're not doing anything. So, that's all. Just wanted to clear that up as I heard that program yesterday. All right, 740-751-4038. Somebody's got to have something to say. 740-751-4038. And you know, if we do end up going to war, I certainly will support the troops. I certainly will support the commander-in-chief, as I would in every war. But it is interesting to me, the last war we were involved with in this country was the Iraq War. And people were gung-ho to go in the beginning. But as it strung out over time, it killed President Bush. His approval ratings were something like 20-something percent when he left office. And political candidates after that, Obama, Trump, and Biden, all used the Iraq War against their opponents. You voted for the Iraq War. How awful. Well, that's how it goes with war. Darned if you do, darned if you don't. So, you know, there'll be a lot of support when we go to war because we don't want to see these pictures anymore of the Ukraine. But will it sustain when our boys and girls start coming back in body bags? I don't know. I really don't know. And it is also interesting. It's not like there aren't other wars going on in the country. Israel are in the world. Israel and Palestine are constantly at war with each other. I guess maybe we're just not showing pictures from there. And we wouldn't get involved in that war to save our life at this point. We do tend to favor Israel a little bit. But would we get involved in that war? I don't think so. I don't know. Anybody have any quiet this morning? Maybe everybody's still asleep thinking it's 7:27 in the morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Hope you can hear me okay here this morning. Oh, I do have a challenge, too. A lot of charity events went on this weekend in Marion. And it's always interesting to me, no matter what the charity event is, I always wonder, do the people participating know what the charity is? Like, for instance, with the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, do people know what the Kiwanis does? Or do they just show up and have pancakes? Which I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but, you know, I don't know. I've spoken to the Kiwanis, so I know what they do. But I don't know if most people know what the Kiwanis group does. So, in any event, here's my challenge. Because I want to see all charity groups get attention and get the money they need to operate. It's tough for charities right now. So my challenge is, if you participate in a charity event, I challenge you to join that group. Because the biggest problem with groups right now, service groups, are they don't have enough members. And the members are getting older. Fred Malone will tell you about the Historical Society and the problems they're having that way continuously. So, here's my challenge. Everybody who got involved this past weekend in any charity event, learn about that charity that you help support and join the group. Because if you have money to participate in an event, I would think you'd have money to join the group, pay the dues. So that's my challenge to people. And you know what? If somebody asks me to join a service group, I will put my money where my mouth is and do the same thing. So there you go. Does anybody have a thought on that before we move on to the happier part of this morning? A lot of news there. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Can you hear everything okay? Anything on your mind? Time change? The good chicken at Cane's? Did anybody go to Pancake Day and have a good time? Things going on in the Ukraine? Charities here in Marion? Service groups? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind that you would like to do. And I think Adam's going to update that daylight savings time thing, and I appreciate that. And that's really all that needs to be done. Okay. Here, and I'm not going to tell you the prize until we answer the first question. It's going to be a drawing again, and we'll draw this morning before we go off the air. Probably about 9:55 this morning, 9:55 to 9:57. But does anybody know what today is? Today is actually a day. It's a day that a lot of people recognize. Does anybody know what today is? 740-751-4038. If anybody can tell me what today is, you'll be the first entrant into the contest, and then I'll tell you what the prize is. But I can't tell you what the prize is until somebody tells me what today is. Does anybody know what March the 14th is? And it's one of those things that doesn't move. It's always March the 14th. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what March the 14th is? We've done things with this in the past. Oh, and I do want to let you know this morning, I do have a large Diet Coke with me. So that'll keep me in this for the duration this morning. Hope everybody can hear me okay out there in listener land. You know, you always get a little nervous when you transmit through the computer. But I do know we must be coming through good because Adam has messaged me a few times this morning, so he must be hearing what I'm saying. All right. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what today is? March the 14th. It's become one of those fun days. Although I have not seen a lot of publicity about it today, well, so far, it's only 8:30 in the morning. But I think there's so much news going on right now with the Ukraine and gas prices and everything else going on. I think it's just it's a busy time. 740-751-4038. What is today? Does anybody know? Well, think about that one. And we're going to do a little family feud here. Now, I'm going to if you get a question right, are you? Oh wait, well, somebody might have it here. Some smart person has it here. Go ahead, caller.
It's National Pi.
Pi Day. You have got. Now, can you explain to the people what Pi Day is?
The value of the pi is 3.14 with a bunch of other numbers after it.
You got it. And today being March the 14th is Pi Day. Thanks, Janet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Janet is in the competition. It is National Pi Day. Pi is used in math classes. It's the value is 3.14, and it's a repeating decimal. But that's what today is. Go ahead, caller. Well, we lost the caller. Okay, so Janet's in. Now, being National Pi Day, the prize that the winner will win this morning is a pie. I'm actually going to go into my deep pockets and buy a pie for somebody. Now, you won't get it today. I'll update you tomorrow on when this pie will be available to you, but you will win it on Pi Day. And if I can find the flavor that the winner wants, I'll even do that. I'm in a happy, happy mood today. So here's how we're going to get people entered for Pi Day, to win a pie. We're going to do Family Feud. Now don't overwhelm the phone lines. If you overwhelm the phone lines will go down, and then nobody will be playing. So remember, if it rings twice and you can't get through, hang up. Or you're listening to the radio and somebody else is on the line, don't keep calling because it will sync the phone lines. And if we sync the phone lines, then I'll just have to talk. But here's the deal. Family Feud category, my favorite desserts. So you have to listen to this show to know the answer here, or know the answers. There are five of them, and I have listed them in order. My five favorite desserts. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. My favorite desserts. And here on Pi Day, you'll win a pie. We'll draw the winner for the pie at probably 8:57, and then the winner can call back in and tell me what kind of pie they want. And if I now don't give me some crazy pie like mincemeat pie, because you'll just be getting an apple pie, because there's no way I'll be able to find a mincemeat pie. But you know, apple, cherry, I can probably find those. Okay. What are my favorite desserts? I've got all five of them listed here. 740-751-4038. 37 minutes past the hour. 33 degrees here in Marion. Does anybody know one of my favorite desserts? We've got five of them here. And they all make me very hungry, to be honest with you. And I think they all are considered desserts. Now, they are a diverse bunch of desserts. I'll say that. Go ahead, caller.
Lemon pop.
Number one on the list. And I wrote on my list this morning, Phyllis's lemon pie. How you doing, Phyllis?
I could name a couple more, but I won't.
Well, no, you're good. Thank you, Phyllis.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to the phone. That's number one. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, lemon pie.
Yeah, Phyllis beat you to it. She just called in.
Oh, she got quick fingers, don't she?
She does. She's good. All right. Phyllis's lemon pie is number one. There's still four other ones. Four other favorite desserts. My favorite desserts. 740-751-4038. That lemon pie is out of this world. Four more favorite desserts. We've got Phyllis and Janet in the competition this morning. And the winner this morning will win a pie. Some pies are easier to find than others. I'll give you a whole pie, too. I'll buy the whole pie on me. Okay. My favorite desserts. Lemon pie number one. Does anybody know what the other four are? 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
What about that?
You know what? That is not on the list. I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about it this morning, but you know.
Another one.
Oh, you want me to like sabotage the list?
I think another shot at it.
Okay, go ahead.
Just one more test. Well, strawberry shortcake.
No strawberry shortcake on the list.
Wow, I guess I'm just a loser today.
No good today. Thank you. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Dairy Queen Blizzard?
What kind?
Strawberry?
No, not strawberry, but you're close. It is a blizzard.
I can't think of what kind it is.
Think on it for a minute. Call us back.
Okay.
It is not a strawberry blizzard. But there is a blizzard on the list. 41 minutes past the hour. Interesting, I did not put my cottage cheese stuff on the list, although I do like that. You know, I have a lot. I think I have the stuff to make that. Maybe I'll make that later on today. I know I have a lot of whipped cream in my refrigerator that I need to use. I don't know why I bought so much whipped cream. Go ahead, caller.
Carrot cake.
Oh, carrot cake. You know what? Oh, boy, that's another one I left off the list. I love carrot cake.
Well, shame on you.
I know. I'm out of it this morning. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
How did I leave carrot cake off the list? I must not have slept well last night. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Is it an Oreo blizzard?
It is an Oreo blizzard. Number two on the list, an Oreo blizzard. What's your name, ma'am? Who is this? What, who?
Mary.
Oh, Mary, I'm sorry. The line was ringing there.
I'm in my car, too. I'm driving the grandma bus.
Oh, okay. We got you, Mary.
Okie doke.
Thank you. Mary got the Oreo Blizzard. All right. So we've got Oreo Blizzard and lemon pie. How did I leave carrot cake off of that? Carrot cake and my cottage cheese concoction. So we've got Janet, Phyllis, and Mary. Mary's out driving the grandma bus this morning. All right. My favorite desserts. Still three left to go here. We've got an Oreo Blizzard, lemon pie, and three others on the list. And I'm pretty sure I've talked about all these. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are currently wide open. Everybody's doing a good job with not overloading the phone lines. Appreciate that. And the winner will get a pie. And I will have that pie at the studio probably Wednesday. Because I don't know that anybody will be at the studio today or tomorrow. So I'll drop that off because I know Glenn will be there Wednesday. So you can get your pie. And Nate will be there and Terry and the whole bunch. Now, see, I'm nervous, though, to leave a pie there with Terry coming in. What you might get is a pie box or a pie tin. Go ahead, caller. What? I heard cake, but I didn't hear the first part.
Fruit cake.
Fruit cake. Oh, yes. That's number one on the list with a bullet.
I thought
that. Or a thud. Number one with a thud. I don't even think fruit cake is considered a dessert, to be honest with you. I think it's more considered a piece of furniture. It's that heavy, that dense, or a deadly weapon. I think the police have qualified fruitcakes as a deadly weapon. Okay, tis the season. We've got an Oreo Blizzard, a lemon pie, three others on the list. My favorite desserts. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are wide open. 740-751-4038. Does anybody else know? Dessert's such a big category. There are so many things it could be. But I've got the top five here. We've got two. We've got Oreo Blizzard. We've got lemon pie. But there are three others still to go. Favorite desserts. 740-751-4038. I get the feeling a lot of people are sleeping in this morning. It's very tough with this particular time change. Because right now would be an hour earlier. And if you didn't set your clocks or your sleep schedules all messed up, you're probably still in the bed. 33 minutes past the hour here, not 33 degrees in Marion, 46 minutes past the hour here in Marion on this Pi Day, National Pi Day. 740-751-4038. My favorite desserts. Not deserts. Desserts. Oreo Blizzard and lemon pie are what we have so far. Does anybody know what the other three are? And the winner will get a pie. To be available at the studio on Wednesday. Does anybody know what my favorite desserts are? Maybe I've stumped everybody this morning. Now, the next category is kind of interesting. If we get through this dessert thing, I'm going to do favorite presidents. We'll see how good you are there. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
A drink that George makes. I can't think of the name of it.
A drink that
Maybe somebody else can. Is that a drink that you like that George makes?
Oh, I'll tell you what. It's not a drink that George makes, but there is one drink on this list that is a dessert.
Oh, I can't think of it. I sit here and I can't think of it at all. So
well, keep thinking. Yes, there is one drink on this list that is a dessert that I like. One drink. And the other two left on the list are solids. My favorite desserts. We've got lemon pie and Oreo Blizzard so far. Three left to go, and one is a drink. 48 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Janet, Phyllis, and Mary in the competition this morning. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
No, strawberry milkshake, McDonald's.
That's it, strawberry milkshake, and I definitely do prefer to get those at McDonald's. Number five on the list. Gotcha, Lee. Thanks.
Thanks.
Lee gets in the competition with a strawberry milkshake from McDonald's, which I have not had for a while, but I definitely do enjoy. All right, two left on the list now. And they are both solids. They're not drinks. So we've got Oreo Blizzard, lemon pie, and strawberry shake. What are the other two? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. My favorite desserts. Janet, Phyllis, Mary, and Lee in the competition here this morning so far to win a whole pie. And it's not one of the small pies. It will be a regular sized pie. And I'll do the drawing this morning at probably 57 after. And if your pie is simple enough, I'll try to find you that type of pie. We had a lot of conversation recently about pies. Judy's pies, the Piper Station pies, what other pie? Well, Carlisle pies. We were talking about a lot of pies. A lot of good stuff. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know my two other favorite desserts? Only two left. Got an Oreo Blizzard, a lemon pie, and a strawberry shake. Two left to go. 740-751-4038. Phone lines wide open. 50 minutes past the hour on National Pie Day here on WWGH Radio. All right, maybe this is a guest coming our way. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say a baklava sundae.
Baklava sundaes are I didn't make the list, but definitely something I love.
All right, bye.
Yes, I love a good baklava sundae, but it does not make this particular list. What are the two items left? I'll say this, they're common items. It's not anything out of the blue. You could probably, well, I know you could buy the one thing in any store right now, pretty much, and put it together. And the other thing, you could probably get it right now in most stores this time of year. But it's a common item. 52 minutes past the hour, my favorite desserts. Go ahead, caller.
I think you said something about a Dutch apple pie one time.
Not a Dutch apple pie, but there is another pie on the list. But it's not Dutch apple.
Now, let me think.
Okay. There is another pie on the list, but it is not a Dutch apple pie. I think Angie likes the Dutch apple pie. Caramel apple. I'm not sure what the difference is there, but That would be her. Let's see here. But there is another pie on the list. Does anybody know the other pie? 751-4038. My favorite desserts. One more pie left on the list. 53 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio. Janet Phyllis Marion Lee in the competition so far. Would love to get a couple more people. We've got two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
How about cherry pie?
Not cherry pie, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not cherry pie. You know, cherry pie is good. But I believe cherry pie is Angie's favorite pie. I think. I should know that. But I believe her favorite pie is a cherry pie. Not a cherry pie. My favorite desserts, one pie left on the list. And then there's another item that's not a pie. Go ahead, caller.
How about strawberry pie from Angie?
You know, it's delicious. No, not strawberry pie, but you know what? She needs to make me one of those.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Not a strawberry pie. Good pie, though. But I'll tell you, a strawberry pie is something that you almost have to make with real care. You've really got to know what you're doing when it comes to strawberry pie. Go ahead, caller.
Banana.
Oh, what's that?
Banana cream.
Not banana cream, but that's a good guess. Well, I tell you, we're going right down the pies here. Not banana cream. What is the other pie on this list that is my favorite? I will tell you something. Jeannie Evers, if she's out listening in Clarendon right now, I bet she knows what it is. My favorite, well, it's my second favorite type of pie, but it's the other pie on the list here. It's not an uncommon pie. My favorite desserts. What other pie is on the list? Here on National Pie Day, in which the winner will win a whole pie. We'll do the drawing this morning at 9:57. 740-751-4038. Remember, that's the number you got to dial. 740-751-4038. Up 2 degrees here in Marion. Sunny and 35 degrees. Does anybody know my two other favorite desserts? One is a pie, and the other thing is something you put together with three ingredients. Most people usually make it with three ingredients, but it's one of my favorites. Favorite desserts, 56 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Peach pie.
Not peach pie, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not a peach pie. Go ahead, caller.
Coconut cream pie.
Not coconut. Oh, boy, that's good. But not coconut cream. Thank you.
How about blueberry?
You got it. Blueberry pie.
Good.
Is this Mrs. Turoff?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I know you know something about pies.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to talk with you, Mrs. Turoff.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll tell you, if anybody knows about pies, it's Mrs. Turoff. And her husband, the late George Turoff, he certainly knew as well. But yes, the answer is blueberry pie. Blueberry pie. But I do love a good... You know, I think the last pie that George Turoff made for me was a coconut cream pie, or it was banana cream. It was banana or coconut cream, but holy mackerel. I love those pies. To this day, a Turoff pie, nothing like it. Okay, one thing left on the list here. One item. One dessert item, 57 minutes past the hour. 3 minutes left to go. We've got an Oreo Blizzard, a lemon pie, a blueberry pie, and a strawberry shake. Now, the last item is not a pie. It's not a shake. It doesn't have any ice cream in it. No crust. But it's something you put together. Usually people use three major ingredients to put this together. 58 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. So far we've got Janet, Phyllis, Mary, Lee, and Mrs. Turoff in the competition. Going to draw this morning at 9:57. And again, you can pick your pie up on Wednesday at the studio between 10 and 1 or between 4 and 6. So no matter what shift you work, you will be able to pick up your pie. Is anybody going to get my final dessert? We're down to the final minute here in hour number one. I'd love to move on to my favorite presidents next hour. Does anybody know what my last favorite dessert is? Not a pie, not anything to do with ice cream. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. Favorite dessert. Can't Google these answers. These fell out of my head. And the winner today is actually going to get in my pocket, because I'm going to order the pie. I might even pay to have it delivered to the studio. Well, no, I'll have to go to the studio because I got to unlock the door. So I'll have it delivered to me, and then I'll take it to the studio. All right, 10 seconds. We're coming up on the break. Think about my last favorite dessert, and we'll come back in about 15 minutes and see if you can nail it. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
I just think my prayer to the real God. I said, hey man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you're tired,